from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Who's the new Big E that showed up last night?
Oh, that's odd. Oh, excuse me, y'all. I went out for a little jog. That's
probably what happened. I see that, man. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, I was trying to, like, yeah, it's a little warm in Vallejo today, but yeah.
That bro, it's 102 outside. Really hot. What are you doing?
It's not 102 in Vallejo.
It's, okay, it's 98.
It's like 80-something.
This fool out there on that Martin Lawrence, man. Guess it. You got some water?
Yeah, I just chugged the whole thing. I got a lot going on today.
Jason's actually been home for 3 hours. He just can't cool down from that run.
Hey, Jay, do you know where the black guy who helped Kofi, you know where he came from?
He was on NXT.
Okay.
And then he got drafted to the main roster last year, and then they had the draft, and a bunch of people just never showed up. He's one of the guys that got drafted, and they just never did anything with.
Was that a Vince McMahon draft?
I have no idea. It was just weird.
They forgot.
Like, Jack, a bunch of people got drafted, and they just never showed up on TV. It was like, wow. Hey, congratulations. Here's a dark match, maybe. Yeah, he's been there for a minute. Just, you know, he did a lot more in NXT. They had him in NXT. I think he was in one of those breakout tournaments.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, then they just kind of just had him chilling. I mean, you know, they got to do something, you know. Hey, you know, the brothers was just chilling all weekend during SummerSlam, so.
Xavier Woods didn't look sold on the situation. He's like,
I hope they at least told him he was going to do that.
He walked out. I mean, he had the New Day shirt on. Like, what? Like, all right.
They can even get him like a shirt that fit. They're like, here, just cut this down on the side. Throw this on.
It reminds me of when Mark Henry joined the Nation of Domination. It's like, we've got nothing else for you to do. Put him with the rest of the black guys.
Yeah, go ahead, you know. Okay, so we can't put the Street Profits with the New Day because they're a team already. Lashley's gone. So, hey, you got to find, here you go.
How bad is it that when the New Day started, like, forming and they would tease, you know, with Xavier, and they do the whole thing, it's the new Nation of Domination. No, man,
they were like supposed to be preachers. It was the weird of, like, you know? Kofi went from like a Rasta to like a pastor, and then like,
yeah, that is a great that is a great Triple H clip. Hey, aren't you supposed to be Jamaican? Just out here speaking in clear English, yeah, no accent whatsoever.
And then they do the little Kofi story. That's like from like Ghana or something. Mm-hmm. It was like, hold up. Vince, remember that, like, this 2 years ago, Vince turned Apollo Crews Nigerian. Like,
yes, Apollo Crews, who's from Sacramento, California.
He just all of a sudden, okay, Apollo, we've got a great idea. You're Nigerian. Like, hold up. You haven't spoken like that your whole time. All of a sudden, you know, you got your name from Dusty Rhodes, and all of a sudden, yeah, Vince used to do some wild stuff like that. Like, just, hey, you're black, why don't you be a pimp?
Well, Jesus. that happened.
Or a criminal.
Well, crime time. Crime time, still the only act in history that had a disclaimer air before the TV show started. That is a one of one moment in the history of the WWE. Bra and panties, no problem. But this we're going to put a disclaimer on before the show.
They had a segment called Hot Lesbian Action.
Well, no disclaimer aired before that one either.
Yeah, it was just like, okay. Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that segment? That's where, didn't Eric introduce 3-minute warning?
Yeah.
And they just came out and like powerbombed those women. Just like did a splash off the top rope, did a Samoan drop.
Just like, yeah, there was just so much random, just I don't understand what's going on, but we're going to keep, yeah, it's just, hey, just go beat up these women. It's like, what are we doing here? Like,
That's
I don't
what
understand.
It was.
But,
That's
hey.
What it was. What'd you think of SummerSlam before we get to other sports stuff?
I thought it was a good show. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was so good that even though we all knew Dom was going to turn on Rhea, it still made me mad when it happened.
We read this tweet yesterday that said Dom is the first heel to ever turn heel. He turned heel and became more heel.
Yeah, that was good. I thought that even though in some ways you kind of figured Braun would get the belt, you figured I didn't have Nia them getting the belt on Nia, but you know the way they did everything, I thought, you know, and I kept on wondering. I'm like, Roman has to come out, right? I'm mm-hmm. like he has to come out, but I thought it would be Paul introducing him. I didn't think they would just drop the music.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think top to bottom, I thought it was a really good show. I mean, how they stretched 7 matches into like 3.5-4 hours is crazy.
Yeah,
you know, I'm like, I'd rather see 1 or 2 less vignettes and whatever, maybe a couple more matches. But they stretched that, you know, it didn't even feel like the show was that long. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, like, I've been watching it for 3 hours.
Wow, I'm sorry, you guys lost me for a second. I just pulled up the 3-minute warning making their debut.
Yeah.
July 22nd, mm-hmm. 2002. Yeah, I was gone.
Mm-hmm. That was Roman's brother.
I remember this. This is
Rosie Roman. And Umaga, right?
Yeah.
That's not their name.
Yeah, that is the guy Jamal who was Umaga. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Umaga was like, Umaga was Jacob Fatu. Mm. Like, that's the comp. Mm. Like, because Umaga was, I mean, low key, Umaga was the one.
He lived up to it for a little bit.
Yeah, the only thing that kept him from it was his issues. Like, but he was the one, and like that, and like he, everything that Jacob is doing right now, it's like, man, that's Umaga. Like, he looks like Umaga, he moves like Umaga. Like, he has it. I think Jacob's next.
Yeah, I think Jacob is like all of them rolled up into one. Mm. Like, he's Umaga, but he has like, you know, Jimmy and Jay's area. He's actually better off the ropes than them. I mean, he does. I'm like, I legit thought he was hurt on Sunday, Saturday at first.
Yeah, I'm still convinced he was. I'm still convinced he's hurt. Like if it's not, that was the greatest sell of all time.
Because I'm thinking, oh my God, his leg must be broke.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's absolutely what I thought. The way his leg hit that side of the table,
yeah,
I thought that thing broke.
Mm-hmm.
And the boot kept it in place.
Maybe so. He's like you guys said, he's got all the goods. He's got everything, a little piece of what makes everyone around him great, or anybody that came before him great. He's got the juice. I wonder what it's gonna be with, because I think him and Solo eventually are gonna, you know. Mm-hmm. 3-4 years now, going to clash. I wonder what they think about Solo, because Solo is a fantastic heel. He's a great heel so far. I wonder if they're going to be able to keep him there, and maybe Jacob is the babyface. How you guys think that plays?
Well, like, how do you? So the thing with those guys being babyfaces, either one of them, is how do you get sympathy on them?
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it's easier for Jacob to get sympathy than Solo. Solo's just kind of mean, big and mean.
I think it would be easier to get Jacob because he has less of a story arc at this point. Mm. You know, he hasn't been the guy who just all of a sudden, I'm going to turn on Roman and say I'm the cheat. Yo, I think it's easy. You know, they could even do the whole you know, Solo manipulated Jacob and got him there and used him, you know, like, I broke my leg for you. I just wonder how many more brothers and cousins are there?
Well, with The Rock in charge, he's going to find all of them and bring them in. Maybe The Rock will stumble across the Black family member one day.
They forget Naya's a part of the family.
That's Naya.
Champion Naya.
Yeah. Well, there is a Black member of the family. My man's wife. Trinity. Naomi. Yeah.
Yes. Through marriage.
That's more than The Rock and Roman.
Well, I'm looking for Rocky's cousins.
Rock and Roman are bound by blood or some stupid stuff.
Where are Rocky's cousins? Where's his nieces and nephews?
Did Rocky Johnson not have one member of his family wrestle?
I guess not. We gotta wait on Jimmy and Jay's kids.
Do a DNA test on Apollo Crews and try to work that into the story somehow. That's Rocky's.
Go from Sacramento to Nigeria and then being part of the Samoan bloodline.
Thank you. It's wrestling. You can make anything work.
They made Ken Anderson and Hornswoggle both Vince McMahon's sons. So, I mean, what the hell?
Well, that's true. This was a real conversation a couple of minutes ago. Who has more wins this NFL season? Your Raiders or the Jets? And that was birthed in me rooting for the Jets to fail because I do not like their quarterback.
I even though Aaron's weird, he's still, if he's healthy, he's still better than whatever the Raiders have at quarterback. I mean, they both have good defenses. I think probably the Jets is probably a little bit better, but I think, and they don't have Patrick Mahomes in their division. I would lean toward the Jets just because they have a better quarterback. Like I said, assuming he's healthy and not on ayahuasca and, you know, all that fun stuff that he does.
I said the Raiders, man. I think the Raiders have a comparable defense. I think they might end up being better on the offensive end.
I got to see the quarterback play. I just don't, you know, I just got to see the quarterback play. I don't get too wrapped up in how they're doing in practice, especially given you got two guys splitting reps, learning a new system. But, you know, I'm going to lean toward, I just think if Aaron's healthy, you know, they've got a chance, I would think they'd be better, but it's not like a great separation. We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers from 2011. You know, this is, you know, a guy coming off an Achilles who skipped mini camp to go get high. Do research. I'm sorry.
Was Aaron always like this? Like not like you grew up with him or anything, but I know you saw him at Cal. You heard stories. Like, was
imagine
he always
Jason Jones and Aaron Rodgers hanging out together?
Hanging out in Chico.
was he always just this not likable person?
From what he got to Cal right after I left, but I know a lot of his teammates from Cal, and a lot of them, have told me the Aaron you see now is not the guy they knew. They said he is not the same guy. Like when I met him at Cal, real nice, likable guy. I mean, not to say that he couldn't have been put, you know, I didn't know him like, you know, intimately or anything like that. It wasn't like we hung out, but I've had teammates, people who are from Cal say he's not the same guy. That he's not, you know, that for the most part, he just stopped talking to his teammates from college. So clearly he talks to Marshawn. I know Marshawn has his back still, but a lot of the guys, I should say a lot, some of the ones I know have said like, yeah, we don't know what happened to Aaron, but that's not the same guy we knew.
This is what we were asking for earlier and we got it. Obviously, Jason, we've been following the stuff with Brandon Ayuk and the San Francisco 49ers and what's going on with them.
He's a terrible person now, apparently.
Well, he's not an adult, according to Mike Silver. Mike Reese reported today on SportsCenter that the Patriots are willing to make Ayuk one of the top five highest paid receivers in average per year. That's what we've been asking is like, what do these other contracts look like? This is the first look into what that contract might look like. And I was able to find the top five average annual values. And if they, in fact, do that, get him in the top five, he's making between Tyreek Hill, who got to 30 with the, and Jalen Waddle at 28.2. So it either slots him right in at 30 or at 29. If it's five, if it's just, and that's just number five, if it goes above that, he could easily get to number three by like, because Amon St. Brown is at 30 in like change, and he has a lot of phoniness in his contract. They could easily get him to three if they wanted to.
Yeah, I mean, just a matter of how much do you value Brandon Ayuk. I just find the whole thing fascinating that he showed up and he's getting talked about worse than the guy than Trent, who's not even there. I mean, it's, you know, and what makes these situations so crazy is that you get to this point with a lot of posturing generally from the team, and the team does a lot of trying to steer the narrative about the player and the situation, you know, and for all these guys, like I said, who don't show up and all this stuff, he's there. He's talking to people, but he shouldn't be practicing without a new deal. You know, I'm with him 100% on that one. But all of a sudden, you know, I'm seeing headlines, the disgruntled Ayuk, and it's just amazing how just like in a few days, all of a sudden, this, the narrative around Brandon Ayuk is, I mean, I'm waiting for him to get called a cancer. I'm just waiting for that at this point. You know, he's being, I'm like, hold up, didn't Debo demand a trade too?
So
wasn't he hugging Kyle at midfield like 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's not an adult. I mean, you know, and I know, you know, Mike's my guy, you know, and sometimes when in those type of situations, you're simply just relaying what the team is saying. And, but yeah, it's either way, this was bound to happen, I think, just because I don't think that, you know, and even reading this stuff, like Shanahan's mad that he actually had the nerve to show up.
So the one of the things I'll say to maybe stall out the Niners a little bit, and I don't know the answer. I don't know. Well, hey, look, we got these cow guys are going crazy out here, man. I don't know what's going
cow
on
guys.
Here.
Yeah, Brandon Ayuk with Arizona State.
No, I'm talking about your boy Silver. This is Calvary going crazy out here.
He's reporting
news. I think he's going rogue. To be honest with you,
Silver's going rogue.
Mike Silver going rogue. Because here's the way I look at it. I do think the 49ers are getting information out there, but they already have their guy. Why would they have two guys and give completely different like views of what's going on? Their guy is Matt Maiocco. And Matt Maiocco hadn't really said anything other than what it is. Why would they go to
Could
Adam
be
Silver?
Different.
Could be somebody
different.
Could be somebody different. It could be somebody different. And you said this during the handoff. It could be this guy is talking to Silver, and Silver's then just going out and saying these things. The guy's not telling him, hey, get this out here, da-da-da-da-da. He's talking to him maybe in confidence, and Silver's like, oh, this is what's going on. He's not saying who said it, or he's not saying the 49ers are saying this or whatever, but he's out here saying, yeah, it's not acting like an adult, yeah.
I mean, and it's something like that. I've covered contract holdouts. Everybody has a person they want to go to, even within an organization. You know, when I covered the Jamarcus Russell holdout, there were people talking to me that weren't talking to other people. So you're going to get these variations in what's being said. You know, like I'm looking on Twitter, a lot of the fans are on Silver because they're like, we know you're tight with the Shanahan. So they assume that everything he writes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Comes from Kyle, whereas like I said, I'm just speculating. I'm not saying this is true. Or maybe someone assumes that John Lynch talks to Matt Barrows or Mayoko. And sometimes you'll just have multiple people talking. And sometimes, believe it or not, because I've seen it in the NBA as well, that's orchestrated. They'll say, "Hey, I'm gonna talk to Bob." You know, a lot of times these guys know what they're doing, and. You know, because, I mean, even from the multiple reports, nothing so – it's not like you got one person. So you don't have the Athletic saying, Iuka's happy, and he's, you know, and then someone else on the other end saying, you know, it's all kind of shades of gray. So which means – that tells me, as someone in the business, is that you got people in there who basically feel like this guy's gone. Because he was it McCaffrey who had the little Freudian slip?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean – the kind of the tenor seems to be that he's gone.
Yeah.
And it's a matter of now, if he's going to be gone, what's the story on the way out? Because, I mean, you're already reading stuff like the teams the Niners would trade him to, he doesn't want to go to. So you keep on portraying Brandon Ayuk, who, before this, I had never heard about him being difficult. You know, I could be wrong. I'm not saying I'm a Niner expert, but now it's like, well, we got some trade partners, but he doesn't want to go there. I'm like, you know what? That's his right. Trade him anyway. If you're bold enough to do it, trade him anyway.
Niner expert or not? Sorry,
I was just going to ask Jason. Did you see the Pivot interview with him?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I had never known that Brandon Ayuk before either, because he don't really say too much anyway. That was the first time you really hear him talk, and. I still think he's a good guy. It's not an indictment on him personally, but it was like, oh, no, Brandon Ayuk wants to make all the money.
You should.
And that is fine. But what that also says, like I said, is you may find yourself in this situation. Like if you're saying, I want to make $32 million a year, and the 49ers, like, we can't give you $32 million a year, then you'll find yourself in this situation. And you can go to New England and make $32 million.
Common sense told all of us before we even got to this point, there was no way they could pay Debo and Brandon and then pay Christian, and then knowing that eventually you're going to have to play your quarterback. I think we all knew it would be, you know, we all knew it would come to this. You know, they drafted a receiver in the first round. You knew that that kind of told you that, you know, how it got to this point to me is the wild part. Like, how do you not say, you know what, we can't pay you what you want to get paid? Then you're going, how do you not work? You know, maybe I'm just pro player. I put a lot of the onus on the Niners for this. Why is he? It should have never got to the point where Brandon's at training camp walking around, not practicing. Like, you know, it should have never got to this point, in my opinion.
Meaning they should have gotten the deal done, or they shouldn't have let him come to camp?
Yeah, they should have either gotten the deal done, or if it be, I think, especially when that run on receiver deals in the offseason, saying all these guys are getting paid. Yeah. You know, you then as the organization, you know, Brandon's sitting there going, okay, I see all this. You got to make a decision. Are we going to pay him or not? If we're not going to pay him, let's find someone who will pay him. And then we work out a deal, and then we don't go through all this. And then you can focus on getting Trent in camp. But now you've got these multiple things going on, and I think history has shown, I know they had it with Bosa, they got the Bosa deal done, but I think Bosa was different than this. Mm-hmm. And I just think this is not how you want to go into a season as a team and have the chance to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, they also, I think they misread this situation. I believe they thought by the time training camp comes around, they'll work something out, you know, with Brandon. And they haven't budged, and Brandon Ayuk hasn't budged. And now here you are, you know, X amount mm-hmm. of days into camp, and you're in a situation that you didn't think you'd be in. And who knows how that ends up at this point. It feels like it ends up with him not being a 49er. But
I think he's going to get traded eventually. I don't know. I think it'll happen. I think it kind of, like I said, because you can't pay him. I mean, you can't, if you pay him and you already paid Debo, then you already paid McCaffrey, then you redo Trent's deal. That's a whole lot of money, Ty.
Well, it feels like you can pay him. You can mm-hmm. pay him, maybe not what he wants though. Like you can pay him the 26 or 27 that you're offering him per. But when you talk about 30, 31, 32, you can't do that and then keep all those other guys.
Yeah, I mean, so, I think that's kind of where they're, you know, budging. And I think Brandon and his people clearly see him, you know, higher up than the Niners see him. Hmm. You know, I think he wants to be paid like a number one. And I don't think, from the way this thing is being played out, the Niners don't think he's a number one. Hmm. So, like I said, again, how do you get to August? And this is where we are.
How do you navigate, like you were talking about the reporter component of this and stuff that's getting out there and how you experience this with the Raiders and Jamarcus Russell, how do you navigate like what you report and what you don't? Like how do you cipher through, okay, there's a reason they're telling me this, they want me to report, like how do you decide what you go with and what you don't?
You have to really do your due diligence in the sense that say the team tells you something, you still almost have to then go to the other side and say, almost sometimes say, hey, I know you don't want to talk about this, but here's what I just got told.
Mm-hmm.
Either I can put this out there from the team or you can say something back. And so then you kind of almost, it's almost like a barter system. Sometimes you go back and forth between the both sides. And then it's up to you to kind of decipher through the BS, because both sides are lying to you. And that's the beauty of it. You know, you're being lied to by both sides. Mm-hmm. I mean, at one point when I was with the Raiders, I had someone tell me Al Davis would never lie. He always tells the truth. And I'm sitting there going, okay, sure. But they wanted me to write only the Raiders side. So it was like, why would Al lie? Mm-hmm. But then I got people in the building telling me, no, the Raiders are wrong on this. Obviously, back then, in terms of rookie deals, the rules are completely different. But that's how you got to navigate. You really, I mean, kind of the lazy way to do it is just say, take the team side. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people in our business just take whatever the team says is truth. Mm-hmm. And the team will lie to your face or lie to you via text or phone call if it means getting their version out there. If it makes makes them look better, they're going to lie. And I don't blame them. I'd probably be lying in their position too. But it's up to you to kind of say, as somebody once told me many years ago, that he told me, he worked for a team, don't believe what we say, believe what you see. Because once we figure out you're right, whatever we say, we will tell you anything. And you've got people in the media who just regurgitate whatever they're told.
Yeah.
Don't even bother to check. Don't even bother to use any common sense. Oh, if the team said it, it must be true. Hmm. Or you could go the other way and say, well, if a player said it, it must be true. But people tend to always assume that the person in authority would never lie, and the player is the one always lying. But I think we've seen across all sports Verifin, like, would you trust anything the Oakland A's ownership tells you? Like, there are some, like, front offices and leadership groups that I'm like, why would you believe anything they tell you?
The interesting thing about this situation is, I don't know. I don't believe anybody's lying. I just don't think they can come to an agreement. Like, I think they all
have their own version. You know, their own version of the truth. I think everyone sees, you know, you see it through your prism. Mm. And then sometimes people outright do lie, because I've been lied to. So sometimes they outright do. I think in a negotiation like this, where it's gotten to the point where it's this tense, you know, it just kind of felt like this week it shifted to let's dump on Brandon.
Well, to be fair, you only know? One person is dumping on Brandon.
Oh, okay.
That's your boy.
Hey, man. Yeah, go Bears.
Did you ever report something that someone lied to you about?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have. I'm pretty sure. Actually, I remember. Yeah. I remember one specific thing where the player then came to me and was like, and I think in that case, the person didn't mean to be, they weren't lying per se. They were misinformed over what they were told they told me. Mm. They thought they had it right. And they told, and you know, me being young and making a mistake, I think I tweeted it without checking with the other people first. Mm-hmm. And somebody came and grabbed me and said, like, hey man, where that came from. Probably the worst one ever was when I think Tyreek Evans had a foot injury. And I asked him how his foot was doing. He said, it's fractured. I said, what are you talking about? He said, it's fractured. And he started showing me on his foot. Yeah, he said, it's fractured. So I tweeted that. Man, Pete Youngman looked at me and said, what is wrong with you? I'm like, what? He said it. Like, the Kings are all pulling. I'm like, why are y'all coming after me? I quoted him. I didn't make it up. And then I went to the this was back in the Darren May days. I was like, here, play this. And Darren goes, my God, he did tell you his foot was broke.
Was his foot not broke?
It wasn't. No, it wasn't.
Back was broken.
And I said, spinal. Tyreek, why did you tell me? He's like, man, I don't know why I said that. My
come on, man. Hey, come on, man.
I said, Reek, you got me out here looking stupid. Because I quoted him. The fans were livid. Tyreek has a bone fracture and they're letting him play? I mean, and I'm going, hey, y'all, I'm not a doctor. I'm just quoting what the man just told me.
That's crazy. Why'd you tell me that, Tyreek? I don't know.
And literally, he was like, man, I don't know why I said that.
Tyreek
went to. I learned a valuable lesson from that point on. Whenever there was an injury, I went and checked. Before I say anything, your player said this is wrong. I think the only other guy I almost happened to was Willie Cauley-Stein, where he claimed he had a broke backbone, like a broken it was something.
Vertebral.
Like, yeah,
he was like, yeah, man. And this is when he was about to be a free agent. I'm like, Willie, are you sure? He's like, yeah, man, I had this. He started breaking down what was wrong with his back. And then I checked, and they were like, actually what happened was he sat too long on a flight, and then instead of letting him stretch, they threw him on the court. He kind of like tweaked his back. He'd never had like any like structural damage. And you know, so I had learned the hard way from the first situation, especially when it comes to stuff like that. You always got to check, because you know, because what's crazy is no one will say, well, why did the player give you mess up? They'll say, you idiot, you trusted the player to tell you. I'm like, forgive me for thinking that a guy might know what's wrong with his body, because Tyreek had just like left a foot specialist when he told me that. Then the Kings had to release a statement explaining what his injury was. I felt so dumb that night. I'm like, that's what I get for trusting the player.
Jason Jones talking to Rick James. What I look like? Put my feet all on Sean Murphy's house. On his couch.
I'll put my feet all over his couch.
What saved me was that I had the recording.
Oh, man.
That I had the recording. I remember Darren looked at me and goes, wow, he really did tell you his foot was broke. And I said, how are you playing? The whole conversation was recorded. I said, how and why are you playing? Man, I'm just going to play through it, man. It ain't that. I was like, and, you know, in retrospect, I probably should have just stopped and said, hold up, this doesn't make any sense. But, you know, yeah, I think it happens to all of us, you know. It happens to all of us at some point. You know, I can laugh at it now. But, yeah, at the moment, I was like, I was still really, I was still like less, like really new on the beat, too. So I'm like, this is not how I need to establish what I'm trying to do here by getting, you know, getting the injury completely wrong from the player.
Well, makes for a hell of a story, though.
Yeah. I would have never had that story if Tyreek would have been like, no, it's, you know, it's fine.
Dr. Jason Jones, that's good stuff, man. We appreciate you, my friend. Thank you as always.
All right, y'all.
Appreciate you, Jay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.